It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WAVE. Happy to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It's Friday. The political breakfast buffet is filled, and Brian Robinson and Theron Johnson are back with us. Brian is a former deputy chief of staff and communications director for Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. He's a Republican strategist. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist, and he is former National Southern Regional Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign. Hey, guys, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Theron, let's start with you. The Democratic National Committee is meeting this weekend here in Atlanta. Tomorrow, they elect a new chair. This after internal fighting over the future direction and strategy for the party. Can they come out of this with any kind of cohesive, unified direction?
Yes, and I think we will do that. I think Democrats, we got to focus on two things. One, we got to have a vision for America that really resonates with a lot of Obama voters who voted for Donald Trump. Secondly, we've got to have a 50-state strategy. We've got to focus on every single race from Congress to U.S. Senate races on down to mayor's races and local races and really have a message about jobs. And I think Democrats can really appeal to these working class Americans who are very upset right now with Donald Trump.
One thing I noticed, and I looked at all of the candidates for all of the top offices, not just chair, but vice chair, all the way down through treasurer, et cetera, not one is from Georgia. Democrats here have been complaining that the national party doesn't pay enough attention to Georgia, that this was a winnable state this past year. So if Georgia Democrats want the party to pay more attention to them, why don't we see a Democrat from Georgia running for one of these top posts?
Well, I think the Democratic National Committee is paying attention to Georgia. That's why they're having their election tomorrow here for the next chair. You're right. I mean, we should have had someone run for one of these offices, but I don't think that will discourage nor hinder the DNC's efforts to want to basically try to turn Georgia blue again.
Democrats have basically abandoned the white working class and really aren't even going to make a play for them anymore. I assume that their strategy is to go hard enough left where they fire up this Bernie Sanders base and really and get them to show up at the polls. But I don't know that America is yet a socialist country, but that seems to be where they're going.
Let's turn it around then. Brian, we have Republicans saying that Democrats have ignored their voters, their potential constituents in the middle class, and yet we have folks turning out for town meetings that Republican lawmakers have been having. Senator David Perdue says, well, I'm not going to hold one of those. I'll do other means of communicating with constituents, like telephone town halls, one-on-one meetings, et cetera. We've heard from folks who said, look, we tried to set those up with him and were unsuccessful, even though we got to meet with staff. So are Republicans in danger here in avoiding the town meetings of doing exactly what you're saying the Democrats are doing, not paying attention?
No. The people who show up at these town hall meetings are a tiny fraction of the voting population.
But they said that about the Tea Party.
Well, that's true. I think what you're seeing here is these protesters showing up, perhaps from other congressional districts, into these very red Republican districts and trying to disrupt town halls. Now, as for David Perdue, I don't blame him. He's doing exactly what I would recommend if I was on his staff. Why create a platform for your political opposition to ambush you in front of cameras? That is what this is all about. This is not about policy. This is not about trying to have a constructive dialogue. This is about confrontation. This is about trying to embarrass our elected officials and creating a bad visual on TV.
Brian has no evidence that these people are not hardworking constituents who, quite frankly, probably voted for Donald Trump and is scared out of their minds because this gentleman has gone into the White House and has no plan to basically continue health care for 20 million Americans right now who want it. Now, let's bring it home to David Perdue. You cannot be an elected official and be in a public servant, and I want to stress public servant position, and ignore the public. To me, this is suicidal politically for him, and I think that he's got to answer these folks. I think he's got to meet with them, and it's only going to get worse because right now the Republicans, they don't have a base. And now these senators and these members of Congress are going home and say, oh, my God, what did we get ourselves into?
At the end of the day, Republicans are going to be judged by the outcome of the next 2 years. We have got to do something to begin to raise the salaries of that blue-collar America that has been stuck in neutral for the last 30 years. That's what we're going to be judged on. We're going to be judged on how we repeal and replace Obamacare. We're going to be judged by what we do on taxes. Let's look past all the noise.
Back to the state capitol, Brian, your old boss, Governor Nathan Deal, said, "No way on RFRA," if you want to coin a little poetic license.
That was pretty clever, Dennis. Good job.
I'm really glad to see the governor close the door on this. All this law would do is send the message to the rest of the country that Georgia wants to kind of wink at some discrimination, and that's not what we need. We know that we benefited dramatically from what North Carolina did last year. A lot of that business came to us. So we have money in our pocket. We don't want to get rid of it.
Listen, Governor Deal is to be commended for doing what he did yesterday, and that is saying, listen, let's not have a conversation about a piece of legislation that is intended to discriminate on people. But I would ask the governor to go a step further. I would ask the governor to echo what Brian just said, to say that Georgia is a place where we do not welcome any discrimination. But also, I think that we got to deal with some of the issues of discrimination. And also, we got to deal with some of the divide that we have in this country, particularly in Georgia, when it comes to the issues of race.
And at Atlanta's City Hall, reporters, including several of us here at WABE, are still digging through all those documents related to the bribery scandal. A second contractor pled guilty this week to paying bribes to win city contracts. And then the FBI took equipment from the procurement office and the chief procurement officer was fired. Theron, as Mayor Reed has admitted, that was not a good day.
Well, this is a very bad situation. The one thing that's so unfair is that you have so many people who work at the city of Atlanta who come in every day, who are public servants, who are there to do the right thing. This is something that I think the mayor has come out and said that he's going to try to get to the bottom of as soon as he can. It has really cast a very negative stigma at City Hall, and it's just something that I hope that he's able to get past.
This is going to cast a shadow over the final year of the Reid administration. We're already seeing it. It's the drip, drip, drip. No, you know, more news. The FBI raid this week. I am yet to see any scenario in my government service where one person has the ability to rig a system, enrich themselves, and take bribes. It's always going to be a much larger group of colluding bureaucrats who are getting rich at the trough. So I think there are going to be more shoes to drop because one person could not have pulled this off. The secret will be finding out how far up this goes.
But I think Brian would agree with me that we've got to be fair. And that is that the mayor, I think, is doing everything he possibly can within the jurisdictions of this investigation to move swiftly. And I do believe that Adam Smith, who I know is a good public
That's
servant.
That's the chief procurement officer who was fired.
Is a good public servant. But unfortunately, with the optics and what happened this week at City Hall, it's definitely not good.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff to Georgia Governor Nathan Deal and Chief Communications Officer for him. Thanks to both of you. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.